This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament, the government has convened an all-party meeting today in New Delhi. During the meeting, the government will discuss with the floor leaders and seek cooperation of the parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the session. The budget session will begin on the 31st of January with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. On the same day, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey when both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will assemble for a brief period after the President's address. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2025-26 on Saturday. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks at the President's address on Monday. At least 30 people have lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident that took place at Sangam Ghat in Mahakumbh Prayagraj yesterday. Addressing a press conference, DIG Kumbh Mela Vaibhav Krishna said the incident occurred between 1 and 2 a.m. when the huge crowd gathered on the Akhada route and the barricades were broken. He added that the administration quickly enforced the rescue operation after the incident, created a green corridor for ambulances and transported the injured to hospitals. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences towards the families of the people who have lost their lives in the painful accident which occurred in Mahakumbh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered judicial inquiry over the incident that occurred at Sangam Ghat in Mahakumbh Prayagraj. Talking to media, Mr. Adityanath said that the three-member judicial commission will look into the entire matter and submit its report to the state government. Meanwhile, saints and seers of different akharas took Amrit Snan at Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Moni Amavasya yesterday. Flower petals were showered on saints and seers. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday came down heavily on the Aam Aadmi Party, accusing it of spreading lies and making false promises to residents of Delhi. He said Delhi's problem remains the same as both Congress and AAP parties did nothing for the development of Delhi in their tenure. Addressing an election rally in Bawana area, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also accused AAP and BJP of making false promises. He alleged former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is opposed to reservations and is against Dalits, backwards, minorities and the poor. Addressing a public gathering in Bhadla Assembly area, AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal highlighted the work done by his government. He promised that water bills will be waived off by his party if they come to power. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 adopted its draft report yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31-member panel Jagdambika Pal said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He added that the report of the committee will be submitted to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today. Mr. Pal highlighted that detailed deliberations were held on the bill in the last 6 months. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that the government is working towards generating 500 gigawatts of power and energy by 2030. Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP with immediate effect after the air quality index in the city reached the very poor category. Under GRAP 3, a ban is being implemented on non-essential construction work and road construction activities. In the 38th National Games 2025 yesterday, the spotlight was on swimming, wushu and badminton. In swimming, Karnataka made a spectacular start, clinching 5 gold medals and setting a new record at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Swimming Complex. And that is the end of this news bulletin.